May Jesus bless us as we walk with him into Jerusalem. Amen. Today we stand on the cusp. We are preparing to turn a corner in our Lenten journey. We turn from Jesus' instruction on grace and faith, on forgiveness and care. And we move into Jesus' final week. Jesus had set his face towards Jerusalem, and today Jesus enters Jerusalem, walking into the reality that he has been announcing for a while to his disciples, the reality of betrayal, denial, false accusations, conviction, execution, and death. Today, Jesus also stands on a cusp. Does he continue to his course, living as God's chosen one? Or does he fade out into the wilderness? Does he continue to live God's love, to show the true depth of that love in his willingness to suffer and die? Or does he duck and run or start working with the Pharisees? We know the truth. The crowds outside Jerusalem were celebrating Jesus' arrival. He came not on a war horse, not like a conquering hero or a commanding general. He came on a donkey, a colt. He came unassuming, humble, prepared to teach and heal, to help, and even to love, even if that love means he suffer. The crowds were shouting out, "Blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord." They were celebrating the blessedness of Jesus, and it was a celebration that Jesus knows would ring out even without the crowds, because God's Messiah, God's chosen one, has entered into the holy city. So the two readings we just heard, the one from Isaiah, the one from Philippians, help us to understand what is truly happening this day and this week as we all enter into Holy Week. Because both of these readings deal with embracing God's will as we empty ourselves of things that will get in the way of that will. This is what Jesus is doing, and it is what we are called to do as Jesus' disciples and as God's children. Isaiah, in today's reading, honors the ministry that God entrusted to Jesus as he says, "God has given me the tongue of a teacher." And Jesus has been a profound teacher throughout his earthly ministry, from sermons, whether on the mount or on the plain, to parables, whether they're spoken parables or lived parables. Jesus teaches us the truth about God's love for all of us. And so Isaiah celebrates that, not only in Jesus, but in us as well. Isaiah also speaks honestly, that being a spokesperson for God can earn you persecution and insult. And throughout his earthly life, Jesus has walked that road as God's spokesperson. And he continues now, as he emptied himself, not of his own will, but of anything in him that would get in the way of God's love. For the world has tried to shame and disgrace him, Jesus stands firm and walks into God's future in faith and in hope. In our reading from Philippians today, Paul describes what I believe Jesus is doing throughout his ministry, but more importantly, it is what he does this week. Because Jesus does not regard equality with God as something to be exploited. Equality with God is something that Jesus has. He is the Son of God. He is God the Son. But he did not regard equality with God as something to be exploited, because in his life and ministry, Jesus has instead been showing us how we, too, are children of God and how we can live a life with a relationship that has been restored by God's love itself. Paul says that Jesus emptied himself. Jesus emptied himself of the power we typically attribute to God. He emptied himself of omnipotence and omnipresence and omniscience. And he became instead a human like us. He humbled himself and walked with us as a brother, a friend, a teacher, master, and Lord. This emptying that Jesus does eventually leads to his death. even death on a cross. And Jesus walks into that willingly, lovingly, compassionately, and unconditionally. This is what we watch as we enter Holy Week. Jesus has emptied himself of Godhead and has embraced God's will completely. Now, Jesus knows that he will suffer. Jesus knows that he is going to be betrayed, that close friends are going to deny knowing him, and that all of his followers will eventually abandon him. He's not looking forward to that. He's not excited by these possibilities. In fact, he even asks in the Garden of Gethsemane if that can finally be removed. But he concludes that prayer, "Not my will, but yours be done." And in that moment, Jesus embraces God's will completely. You see, to give up your will to someone else is one thing, but to join your will to another, to embrace the will of another, is something different, because you still have your will. You have not given it up, and instead your will and the other's become one. As Jesus enters Jerusalem, as he walks into this week in the temple, as he shares his last supper with his disciples, as he goes to the garden, is betrayed, accused, convicted, and executed, Jesus embraces God's will. Now, that will is not that Jesus must suffer to fulfill some kind of hunger for revenge in God. God's will is that Jesus shows the depth of God's love for all of us. Jesus embraces that will and walks into this week in love and care for all. This week, we are called to embrace God's will also. Now, that can be a lot to ask, but God asks it. We are called to love our neighbors, to care for family and friends, strangers, and even enemies. We are encouraged to empty ourselves of the sinfulness that leads us away from God's love, and instead to embrace the love and the life that God gives us new every day. God's presence is with us through all these things. Isaiah reminds us that we are not disgraced, but rather vindicated in God's presence and love. Paul reminds us that God has exalted our Lord Jesus, and that as followers of Christ, we will never be forgotten. Now, we may not be asked to enter into a Jerusalem in order to suffer and die for others, but we may. And every day we are encouraged to empty ourselves of the self-centeredness that insulates us, and instead to add our prayers or our dollars or our effort and sweat to show God's love to the poor, the hungry, the dispossessed, the sick or addicted, those without homes or work. Jesus tells us that he can be found in these, the least, the lost, the last. And like Jesus this week, we are called to discover ways to show the depth of God's love for all people. And so, as we enter this Holy Week, may we all discover ways for us to empty ourselves and to embrace God's will. Amen.